This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Yeah, that's what we do here. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Class is definitely in session. Johnny and Jess, hey, not a long introduction needed, but we are so happy again to welcome back President AFT Randy Weingarten in the house. Randy, how are you doing, Randy?
You know, it's spring in Washington, D.C. The cherry blossoms are out. You know, the weather today is fine. And, you know, the world is in total and complete chaos because of our current president. But other than that, life is just peachy keen.
Well, we were talking. Yeah, I know.
It feels really surreal. Let me just say that.
It's the fire hose, right? I mean, it just keeps coming. We were talking to, you know, Andrew before the show started, and just 10 different lawsuits currently right now, trying to push back on executive orders and all of that. And
right.
You know, I said, really, you know, excited. I know some people were really happy to hear that, particularly on the student loan front, that to have that income driven repayment kind of reestablished. So thank you, AFT.
You're welcome. So look, every lawsuit, I mean, let me be as simple as I can, which is people want a better life. They don't want a worse life. They didn't want their lives to be more chaotic. They wanted their lives to be less chaotic. They didn't want more cruelty. They wanted to actually have, you know, good jobs, good wages, good schools, you know, decent Social Security, decent health care, decent retirement security, and be safe in their neighborhoods and be safe, you know. And so it's not just schools being safe, but be safe. It's not so, it's not a lot to ask to have access to the American dream. And what's happened instead is that this administration is all about money and power, their money and their power, and trying to undermine anybody else who believes anything different than them, and create lots of, by EO, executive order, you know, it's not governing, it's not legislating, it's just dictating by executive order. And a lot of people are getting hurt by it. And, you know, and so what we've tried to do in terms of lawsuits is our through line has basically been, if it's in our space, and people are getting hurt, whether it's our members or kids or families, and we have standing, and we think it violates the law, then we're going to sue. So, and that has meant we're suing a lot. And so, you know, and some we've gotten preliminary injunctions already, like, you know, we sued to stop Elon Musk and Doge from, I like calling it Doge instead of Doge. We sued because, you know, it's a hard G. So let's call it Doge instead of Doge. So we sued Musk and Doge to actually stop getting personal information from, you know, people who are borrowing, who are student loan borrowers, or people who are trying to apply for financial aid for their kids. And we also are part of the AFL suit, part of a bigger suit on stopping them from having financial information from, you know, people who receive Social Security or who pay their taxes. So those we've gotten preliminary injunctions for. The one on student loans where the application just disappeared, like it's done, it's gone from the website. So if you're trying to go to college right now and trying to apply for a student loan, no, you can't. If you are a public service loan forgiveness person, and like you've paid 9 years and 8 months, and you're trying to see if you're near the end, no, sorry, you can't. You can't get any information. You can't, MOHELA won't give you information. Department of Education won't give you information. So, and I can go on and on. If you're trying to get into an income repayment plan because the SAVE one has now been ruled unconstitutional, no, you can't. Time's up. So, you know, they just made people's lives miserable. So we sued, and we in the Student Debt Borrowers Collective, and the, you know, the Justice Department didn't have a good reason to the court. So they said, okay, we'll at least put the application back up. Okay, that's good. And then the bigger suits, you know, we're suing because Columbia lost $400 million. And our members are like, wait a second, of course, take on anti-Semitism, but don't do McCarthyite tactics and take $400 million away. And, you know, don't, and we sued on the February 14th letter, which basically said, the Dear Colleague letter that in the guise of getting rid of DEI, basically said, you can't teach history. You can't teach about the Civil War. You can't teach about Jim Crow. And, you know, and then we also said, okay, you can't abolish the money that kids get all across the country in Title I and IDEA. So this is what we've been suing on. I mean, it's more lawsuits than I think I've ever taken as a lawyer, or as a unionist, or as a teacher. But it's the through line is always somebody's gotten hurt, so we're suing. And I don't mean to sound so, you know, sarcastic about it, but like, give me a break. Right. Nobody voted for Donald Trump so that he could take student loans off the website so 45 million people would be affected. Come exactly. on.
Johnny.
Yeah, I appreciate that work. And big shout out to not just the work you're doing, Randy, with the AFT, but all the, you know, all the supporters out there who are part of the AFT. And, you know, always excited. We were chatting before the show about the continued, you know, high number of support of people in this country who are supporting unions. I mean, it is important. Right. Like, I mean, we're not being sarcastic about it here or making light of it. It is really a through line for most families in this country. You know, families are being hurt. Children are in schools that aren't safe, that aren't as quality as they should be. And our government, no matter who's in charge of it, should be taking responsibility for that. So appreciate that work and all those listeners out there who are big supporters. You know, you're part of the majority in the United States right now supporting labor unions. You know, on that notion too, Randy, you've said something here on Busted Pencils that resonates with me, and I continue to hear from teachers and families out there across our country, is that, you know, they really relate to, you said no government should ever make the classroom a battleground for their political agenda. And I think that continues to be sort of another way to think about these lawsuits, is why so many lawsuits? Well, it just shouldn't be that we make our classrooms a battleground for political ideology. And so I would like to ask you to speak to our listeners a little bit about that too, how you continue to support, let's not make our classrooms battlegrounds for these, like you said, really not non-issues.
Right.
For our country. They shouldn't be. Our majority of voters out there have said loudly, you know, we should have good, strong public schools.
Right. Look, schools are about several things. We are really about trying at our core. We are about trying to educate kids so that they can navigate a very diverse global world where hopefully they have the skills and knowledge, the tools that they need, so they can actually get to secure their own American dream, whether that is, you know, how they succeed in life, career, college, and hopefully, like every founder wanted, they would be involved in civic engagement. Now, what's political about what I just said? They're American values. They're important American values. They're pretty patriotic. Mm-hmm. But what's political about that? And so that's our job. You know, where the rubber hits the road is that there's a lot of diverse classrooms with people of different cultures. And if you're going to make everyone of different cultures feel comfortable and feel safe and feel welcome, you gotta deal with all those different cultures. You can't say there's one culture and not other cultures. You want to make people feel welcome and safe. And I would just say the same, you know, in terms of kids from different backgrounds or kids whose parents may be gay or, you know, not straight, or kids who are trying to find themselves, mm-hmm. or let's say, you know, teaching the history of the United States of America and making sure, you know, some of it is controversial. Some of it is conflictual. The best teachers understand how to help kids get through the conflict. You don't get through the conflict by avoiding it, by pretending it doesn't exist. Kids become stronger if they learn critical thinking, if they discern fact from fiction, if they can become problem solvers. So when somebody starts creating distrust of anything I've just said or making it political, it's not, we don't teach kids what to think. We teach kids how to think. But to teach kids how to think and to teach kids knowledge, there are some things that are going to be different than what somebody's political norm or cultural norm is, or, you know, the way in which they wish history was. And so when all of this becomes political or becomes a cultural battlefield, we're doing a huge disservice to our kids. Because what we're basically saying is, okay, we're going to avoid this stuff. How do you do that? How do you then help kids if you avoid this stuff? And so when, you know, if somebody could, I can't imagine, given how I just talked about it, that somebody would say that that was political or that was a Marxist ideology from a lunatic lefty. I mean, so what happens is the smear campaign and the distrust is to create division instead of what school should be, which is the place that unites people, the common, you know, the community, the common good, the public good.
Mm-hmm. What's it's the framing too. No, Randy, because what you said is it's the framing too that, you know, that somehow, you know, teaching critical thinking, you know, we put it out there and most people, you say, my neighbor would say, well, absolutely, that's what schools should be doing. Nobody's against that. But what instead, though, what my neighbor hears is that schools are involved in teaching anti-American facts and values and things like that. And you're starting to go like, okay, that, you know, making the statement when somebody says, I don't want anti-Americanism taught, and people are like, well, yeah, I don't want that either. And so how we get out there, and this is where I say, you know, with AFT and supporters of public education, this is that I think sometimes we forget that what we're trying to say is that actually thinking, critical thinking, that's American. That's what it means. Yeah. You know, so it's pro-American.
It is pro-American. Look what the founders, and look, we did some really bad stuff in the Constitution. The 3/5 compromise was pretty bad. But think about who the founders were. Mm-hmm. They were saying, England, King George, no, we want our freedom from you because we want to have a voice in how we govern ourselves. We don't want to have taxation without representation. And they were willing to go on a war to be free. And so how do you not teach the revolution? Now, you know, I think the 3/5 compromise is terrible. And it was then after a civil war out of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is that the level of propaganda to try to undermine and create distrust of people who are some of the most trusted people in society, teachers.
Right.
It's intentional. It's intentional to undermine public schooling. It's intentional to undermine the public square. It's intentional to undermine the community. It's intentional to try to have people at each other's throats to create fear instead of creating pluralism and a sense that we're all in it together. And so we're in the middle of that fight right now.
Yeah, we think about that, you know. And
well, it, Tim and
Johnny,
and,
yeah, go.
And Randy, it reminds me so much of, we say, you know, it's political in that it's supporting democracy, and public education, you know, is political in a sense. It's an insurance on a strong democracy. And that is, you know, a core democratic value is patriotism. Well, you know, being a student, teaching in our schools is an act of patriotic, you know, service right. to the democracy. That's not, I mean, to Republicans or Democrats. It's to all the common good. The civics of this country, the strength of this country rests on, you know, our education system. So
right.
it by nature is political in that, in the sense that it's not divisive, right?
Well,
it's,
I think, really,
yeah,
Johnny, I think you're making a really important point. But what is in some ways still stunning to me is that this notion of democracy, which is basically at the heart of the last election, lost.
Yeah.
You know, and it lost to the price of eggs. Now, the price of eggs are really important, and people's primal needs and feeling like they can get ahead is pretty much the most important way that people vote. But what we lost in 2024 was what used to be, both Democrats and Republicans and independents used to say that the democracy was a key foundation stone in our country. And I think that we've lost that. And in fact, there are a whole lot of people around Donald Trump that don't care about democracy. You know, you got a whole lot of people who, you know, believe that Orban, or that there should be an, you know, that the strong man is the way to go. And so I think we have a lot of work to do to actually both meet people where they are, not, I mean, telling people that they're wrong is not only bad politics, it's really stupid, dumb, and bad. Like, and I'm tired of people hectoring other people. I mean, we have to meet people where they are, and we have to actually fight to actually deal with people's core anxieties, which are, can we have a better life for our kids and our families? Mm-hmm. And then also prove to people that democracy is the way to get, is a key ingredient to get there.
Yeah, Johnny, nice.
Oh, man, I absolutely love that point, Randy. Thank you for making it, because we've said it here before. We said, like, hey, democracy went into the ICU. We experienced a big loss, not as just an election, but as a democracy. Yeah, and did. When democracy is in on life support, right, it is up to us. And work like the AFT is doing, Randy, you and all of your peers are working hard, and so are all those teachers and families out there in this country to support democracy and to be clear about it. We will continue to support democracy. Public mm-hmm. education is a bedrock of it. But like you said, Randy, it experienced a huge hit.
Right.
It's in the ICU. It's on life support. So let's pull it out of life support, strengthen it any way we can. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
I think if I may make one more point, as I see the, which is that we have to actually, just like great school teachers meet kids where they are, because it's what's heard, not what's said, we have to make the case that mm-hmm. democracy is the way in which people have a voice in yep. their lives, and that's a voice in their lives, collective voice in particular, is a whole lot better in terms of getting to the American dream than relying on a strong man who one day may be in your corner and the next day will not. And so exactly. that's the case we're going to have to make to people, but it means talking with people.
Yeah, and that's it too. And we say that Busted Pencils, talking to our neighbors, because we know our neighbors actually are in favor of these things. They want democracy. They want voice. They want to be a part of the American dream. They just want to make sure that that dream is something they can continue to have every night. So Randy Weingarten, thank you so much for busting pencils with us.
Thank you. I always love being with you guys.
Ah, thanks. And now it's time for your moment of zen. Before I became a college professor, I was a shipyard worker. Before I was a writer, I was a warehouse worker. But whatever I did, I was always a member of a labor union. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Busted Pencils Class in Session with AFT President Randy Weingarten. You can always grab great Busted Pencils podcasts like this one on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, you can find us on the Civic Media website or at bustedpencils.com. Don't forget, you can find us throughout the week every Monday, Wednesday, Friday with homerooms, class in session, and hurdles and home runs. And of course, Pencil Busters, you can always catch Busted Pencils at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media Network stations for an hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.